Well, hey, good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Sunday Primer. I hope you all have had a great week this past week, and I pray that you've been in God's Word throughout this week. And if you're following along with us in the Bible reading plan that we're going through as a church here at First Family Church, one of the passages that you would have read is Psalm 5. And if you've not read that this week, I just want to read for us just one verse from Psalm 5 that is verse 3. It says this: "In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly." And so I know many of you are probably listening to this right now on a Sunday morning. That's when these podcasts go out, as our church is waking up, as we're getting ready to come and to gather as the body of Christ. And so you're listening to this on a Sunday morning, hearing about how in the morning the Lord hears our voice. We can lay our requests before him and wait expectantly. This one verse makes me so thankful that God hears us. And it's also just an incredible reminder of healthy habits for a believer, that when we wake up in the morning, before we check our phones, before we begin maybe running through the to-do list for our day, before we begin tending to the daily demands that we have, whether that's with kids or family members or jobs or whatever it may be, that we are actually invited to come before the Lord, to lay our requests, our concerns, our desires before him, and know that he hears us. We see in this one verse that David is praying with expectancy. He lays his request before him and waits expectantly. So for us, praying with this type of confidence and faith can actually transform the way that we pray, knowing that our Heavenly Father cares about even the smallest details in our lives. And so I want to encourage us, if you're not already, would you start your mornings this way? Start today this way. Make it a discipline, if you aren't already, to seek the Lord first in the morning with expectancy that he will hear you. And in the same way, would we come to church this morning with that same level of expectancy, of trust, of confidence, knowing that the Holy Spirit will meet us, will empower us, and will fill us. So let me pray for us this morning, just as we're making our way to church. Father, we come before you this morning, praying that you would lead us, that you would guide us. Father, as we begin a new day this morning, we are incredibly thankful for the very breath in our lungs, that you've given us another day of life on this earth. And Lord, we thank you for your word that tells us that your mercies are new each and every day. And so God, I pray that you would increase within each of us the disciplines to seek you in the morning, to thank you for another day, and to thank you for your new mercies. And Lord, would you forgive us for the ways that we've dishonored you and sinned against you? And Lord, we pray that today, even as we may face temptation, God, would you give us the strength to run from that, Lord? God, we ask for opportunities today and the week ahead that we would be able to have gospel conversations with friends and family members and those that we interact with. And Lord, would you give us the boldness necessary to lean into those situations and to have those gospel conversations? Lord, guard our hearts and our minds today. Would you not allow us to be anxious about anything, but Lord, trusting in you alone. We pray this in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.